This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A trio of Eastern European leaders met Ukraine's president in his besieged capital Tuesday in a defiant act of solidarity as Russian forces pressed in and airstrikes claimed yet more lives in the city under curfew. As talks ground on between Moscow and Kiev in a bid to halt the devastation, the White House announced U.S. President Joe Biden will visit Europe next week to shore up NATO's unity as war rages on its eastern flank. Talks between Russia and Ukraine will continue Wednesday, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
An advisor to Ukraine's president who spoke to Russian negotiators via video link Monday and Tuesday said the talks were very difficult and vicious. Mikhailo Podolyak said there are fundamental contradictions, but added there is certainly room for compromise. Another senior aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky, Deputy Chief of Staff Ihor Zovkva, called talks more constructive and said Russia stopped calling for Ukraine to surrender. This week's talks via video link follow three rounds of negotiations in Belarus that failed to produce any breakthroughs. The talks will continue Wednesday. I'm Mike Rossio.
The nearly three-week-old conflict has revived Cold War-level tensions between Moscow and the West and sent more than 3 million Ukrainians fleeing across the border to seek refuge in neighboring states, according to the UN. As a 35-hour curfew came into force in Kiev, President Volodymyr Zelensky hosted the Polish, Czech, and Slovenian prime ministers in the first visit by foreign leaders to the besieged city since Russia's invasion. Find more on our website at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The president of Ukraine continues to appeal to Western leaders to establish a no-fly zone over his country, this time addressing lawmakers in Canada, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky received a standing ovation as heard on CTV. Through a translator, Zelensky asked members of Canada's parliament how they would feel to have bombs raining down on their cities.
Hear all these severe explosions.
And their children dying. Zelensky keeps asking for NATO to establish a no-fly zone.
Close the airspace. Please stop the bombing. How many more cruise missiles have to fall on our cities?
But Western leaders are resisting, fearing it will escalate into a world war. Wednesday morning, Ukraine's president will make a similar appeal to members of the U.S. Congress. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Cameroon's government says it will rebuild hospitals and clinics destroyed by Boko Haram terrorists along the border with Nigeria. VOA's Moki Edwin Kendezka reports.
Cameroon's Ministry of Public Health says at least 35 hospitals along the country's border with Nigeria have either been abandoned by medical staff or destroyed by Boko Haram terrorists. Minister of Public Health Manaoda Malachi this week visited some of the remaining hospitals along the border.
On a trouvé un personnel motivé à prodiguer des soins aux populations.
He says, although working and living conditions are very difficult, the few medical staff members in former Boko Haram-prone towns and villages are doing their best to save lives. Malachi says Cameroon's president, Paul Biya, has ordered his government to build and equip destroyed hospitals and recruit more health workers. He also says he asked several hundred hospital workers who fled Boko Haram terrorism to return to Cameroon's border with Nigeria. Malachi did not say when the hospitals would be rebuilt, but Cameroon's government says it will spend $300 million this year to reconstruct what Boko Haram destroyed, including hospitals and medical equipment. Government troops have been fighting Boko Haram along the northern border with Nigeria since 2014. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Recapping our top story, a trio of Eastern European leaders met Ukraine's president in his besieged capital Tuesday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.